Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate.
I am a safe driver, and like any safe driver, I want to save money for that.
The more safely you drive, the less you'll pay. Who doesn't want to pay a rate based on your own safe driving? You're in good hands with Allstate. Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for rating, and your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality? Inspired by NASA, Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics and makes temperature-regulating bedding so you can sleep at the perfect temperature all night long.
Go to trymiracle.com/handsome to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo, Handsome, at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%.
Miracle is so confident in their product that it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/handsome and use the code HANDSOME to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40%. Again, that's trymiracle.com/handsome and treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode.
Chatting with friends on the handsome pod. Cheers. Welcome to the Handsome Pod. It's your friend Fortune Feimster.
I'm Mae Martin.
I'm Tig Notaro.
And we are...
We're handsome.
We are handsome.
And happy. Everybody looks lovely today.
Oh, thank you.
We are all glowing, actually, with a sprightly energy.
I've got on my headset. Can I take your order?
I'll have a Big Mac and make it bigger.
That's okay. Right.
I'll actually take the Old Navy jeans.
You got it. Can I get a pair of Old Navy jeans to the front? Thank you. Because we only have one pair. You got to fly them in.
No, I know.
I feel like we're all still kind of basking in the glow of, and this might come out like later, but we recently did our live show at Dynasty Typewriter.
That was so fun. Here's my question for you, Mae.
I love a question.
Yeah, and I need the absolute truth.
Okay.
Did you go to the bar after?
After
you
the
did
show? No, I didn't. But now it looks like I'm lying. It looks like I went and tried to pick up a bunch of listeners. No, everybody did. Like, some of the singles went out. Like, I saw people posting pictures. They went out to the bar to the near Dynasty Typewriter, and it was really tempting to swing by, not in a creepy way, but just to say hi. And
you wanted other people to have love connections. You wanted to check on that.
Exactly.
Now, what is the bar? We might as well mention it. It could be the Handsome Singles Bar.
It's so great there. It's called The Prince, and it's like Korean food and a kind of red decor. Am I making it sound sexy?
And, oh, wait, I think I know this place.
Yeah.
What made you realize it? Red decor?
Red decor, Korean food, cool bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just knew it.
Stephanie knew it too. She was like, oh, that's a really cute bar.
So, I don't brag, but I'm pretty sure that was the bar I went to with, it's weird to say this, but I guess Twist
My Mom.
Charlize Theron. Okay.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
You didn't know Fortune dated?
I did.
Charlize Theron?
Oh, my God. Jackson, they were together. They were together, and they had a bit of a nasty fallout, but you guys have come back together as friends, and it's been nice to see that.
This was years ago. I went to the HRC dinner with Chelsea and Charlize.
Wow, I'm trying to picture her in that environment, because it's kind of a grungy place, and she's so glam, but maybe she's...
Have you not seen Monster?
Maybe it wasn't that place. Have you not seen Monster?
she showed up looking monster that night, right?
She was gorgeous.
She was in all the prosthetics.
It was early on in my... I had just gotten on Chelsea, and I
got into the car and she was there and I was like, what's going on?
Were you starstruck?
Yeah.
Do you have the hots for her?
Who doesn't? She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Even Jax has the hots for her.
Wow. We were at a hotel in Ojai.
Mm.
The Ojai Inn.
Love
it. And Charlize and her kids were in the room next to us.
Wow, fun.
I'm picturing you with a little glass up to the wall, just listening with your
listening
ear pressed.
Listening to her be hot.
Yeah.
Well, I also saw her at a sushi restaurant once. I don't know if we want to keep...
Oh my gosh.
Sure.
Does anyone have a sighting?
Yeah. Like this is a new segment.
Oh, one
Everyone
time.
Comment where you've seen Charlize.
One time I went to breakfast in Los Angeles, and this was probably like 25 or more years ago, but it was a little tiny breakfast place. And what's her name came in? She was.
This is where the story falls apart.
What is that person's name? Someone came
she
in.
She was married to Kenny Chesney.
Oh, Renee Zellweger.
Renee Zellweger.
Okay, so Renee Zellweger comes in.
I like
She's
to
having...
refer to her as Cold Mountain.
Mm.
Why?
Great movie. I don't know. Oh. No, she seems lovely.
So she's in this little tiny breakfast place, and everyone in the breakfast place is so aware that she's there, and everyone's staring at her. And then, leave it to Hollywood, Julia Roberts walks in.
Shut up.
And has breakfast there. And so you see everybody not sure who to look at. Like, it's such a tiny little restaurant.
That would trip me up.
I think if I was in that breakfast spot, I think I was in The Truman Show or like Candid Camera. Like, that's too... They're too famous, those two, to be in the same place coincidentally at the same time.
Everyone's head was exploding because it was maybe 10 tables.
Yeah.
And then you see them. I don't know if they knew each other or if it was just the, hey, famous, hey, I'm famous too.
Hey,
nod.
What up, famous?
Hey, famous.
Hey, famous.
She's like, hey, Cold Mountain. She's like, hey runaway bride. Hey, runaway bride.
Hey, pretty woman. Hey, pretty woman.
Hey, Chicago.
Hey, pretty little lady.
I'm a big rom-com gal, so that would have been, you know, Bridget Jones' Diary.
Yeah, that would have been a big deal for you.
So who would you have stared at more?
I would have given them equal attention. If Meg Ryan had then also walked in, my head would have exploded.
Yeah.
Love a rom-com. I'm trying to get them to bring them back.
Okay, but
wait, they never went away, Fortune. Who's them?
They went
I'm trying to get I'm trying to get them to bring them back. Tig was just in one with Ashton Kutcher and Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, yeah. They're back.
They're back.
They're back. Full force. I brought them. Me, Reese, and Ashton brought them back.
Oh, yeah. They're back.
We totally forgot. They're really popular again.
They're popular again. Thanks, Reese.
Well, then me. Yeah. I was like the other. I was doing some heavy lifting.
You held that coffee cup so good outside that school.
Yeah.
I guess, I mean, they don't make them as often. They used to be like all the time. All the big stars did them all the time.
Yeah, well, like, they are now since me and Reese and Ashton brought them back.
The triangle of rom-coms brought
but
them back.
Really, who would, I don't care if you love all of those people equally. Who would you... If somebody was like, you have to choose one celebrity to stare at the whole breakfast, who are you going to choose?
Out of Julia and Renee?
Just the two of them?
Uh-huh.
Probably Julia. Just because, like, I just grew up watching her in, like, every movie known to man. Renee's amazing, too, but it's a real Sophie's choice. But Julia's just been in so many iconic movies from my childhood, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to do an impersonation on... You're not going to believe this. This seems so incongruous to...
I bet I will.
My, like, style of comedy. But I used to... Part of my set used to be a Julia Roberts impersonation.
Oh, let's hear it. Come on, May.
Yeah.
I regret it, bringing it up, but it's just like a moment of... I feel like she's always getting startled by something and then exploding into hysterical laughter.
Yeah.
As a result. And I used to
really go for it.
Well, yeah. It's very un-me because it's very loud and hysterical and high-pitched.
Okay. Well, that's why we want to see it.
Oh God!
Do you want me to start with one and then you do one, or do you want to start?
Oh
with
yeah.
One?
Oh, I want to see yours. Okay. You got a Julia Roberts impersonation?
I'm gonna try.
Okay, so it's being startled by something, screaming, and then exploding into hysterical laughter.
Well, okay, this is the scene where she's grabbing the necklace and Richard Gere slams the box.
That's exactly
okay,
right.
I have a great idea. Okay, and then after Fortune does this, then you be surprised by Fortune's impersonation.
Yes, yes.
Burst into laughter and whatever she does.
But then, Tig, you got to do the final one.
Okay, I'll do it.
I'm going to do the giggle. I'm going to do the, like, kind of startled giggle. You do. You go to the next level with it. How about that? Okay.
All right.
All right. And then I go to the next level?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm scared. I'm nervous. So
everybody just pretend I'm Julia Roberts.
Our lives depend on this.
Yes.
I'm reaching for a necklace as we speak.
That's the
guys, I'm still doing mine. I'm still
sorry, it's still petering out.
I think that there's a future for May and I in rom-coms, not just you, Tig.
I think so too. That was
I don't know. I have it cornered. I have it cornered.
That gave me gender dysphoria, screaming like that, like a like a damsel in distress. I feel like it was really unleashing like a secret aspect of myself that I try to suppress. Like even when I'm on a roller coaster, I notice I'm like, and
really?
if I let myself really go for it, I would be screaming like a schoolgirl, you know. But
that's the actor in you. You were acting.
Yes, I suppose. Yeah.
It kind of brings us back to that conversation about heartthrob hot men in Hollywood crushes.
Yeah.
Where it's a little confusing. Mm-hmm. Where?
Why? Because you're like, do I want to be?
Well, it's not confusing for you, May, because you're like, whatever, I'll take it. You know, if you're a human.
Bye. Yeah.
He says it's. Tickets called bye.
You know, I thought you were even more than bye.
Yeah, I guess if you could be more than bye, I guess I'm not. But
That's what I'm saying. Is like,
but
if
imagine
you're alive,
it was like LGBT and then W for whatever. I'll take it. It should be a thing.
Whatever, I'll take it.
Yeah, but it's confusing, I think, for me and Fortune when we're giddy about. Dudes.
Being about dudes.
Yeah. Where you're like, oh, this isn't, why am I smiling so much? What do I what do I need from this man that I actually don't want?
What do I need from this man that I actually don't want? That sounds like something you say in therapy and then the therapist repeats it back to you and you're like, huh.
What do you need, Tig? What do you need?
My therapist has a headset on from Old Navy.
Yeah.
My therapist has two jobs.
Therapy. I will be your therapist today. Take a seat, Tig.
No, you're the therapist, but you're also fielding Old Navy merch calls from storage or whatever it's called.
So it's like this. It's like, I get it. That is hard. That must have been very traumatic for you. I'm sorry. Yes, can we please fly in those jeans? Thank you. Nope. I'm going to need the 32x28. Yes, thank you. Anyway, how did that make you feel?
Okay, we're going to need the tank tops and flip-flops up to checkout line number 3. Go ahead. So when did he pass away? When you were 3? Okay.
Back in the 90s, Pepsi and Coca-Cola were in a heated race to try and win loyal customers by any means necessary. But when Pepsi launched an ambitious promotion that encouraged people to buy Pepsi and redeem points for prizes, they overlooked their own fine print in a major way.
On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Like, who at Pepsi thought it'd be a good idea to advertise that people could earn enough points to redeem a military jet as a prize? When they launched their Pepsi points system, they never imagined that somebody might try to snag it. But a 23-year-old did, and suddenly Pepsi owed him a jet.
Follow The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can listen to The Big Flop early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate.
I drive with two hands on the wheel. I'm checking my blind spots. I'm never on my phone. I should be paying less on my insurance.
The more safely you drive, the less you'll pay. Who doesn't want to pay a rate based on your own safe driving? You're in good hands with Allstate. Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for rating, and your rate could increase with high-risk driving.
I really like the idea of drive-through therapy, though. Like, I really like, welcome to therapy. How can I help you?
Yeah.
You're driving through. Real quick, I got a bad relationship with my uncle. Okay. Yeah.
My ex used to make a joke about a drive-through confession booth.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Just a priest in there and you pull up, you're like, hey, rough night. God would not approve.
Wait, were you raised Catholic, Tig?
I was.
Did you go to confession or no?
I did.
No I did. Way.
I did.
Okay, I've always wondered, like, does it actually feel like a relief? Like, you say the thing and then you're like, great, let it go.
No. I mean, I was pretty young. And so my confession was, I wasn't really confessing much.
Right.
You know?
You were just like...
I was like, oh, I talk in class.
Oh, so that's like almost reinforcing a shame that you don't need to have.
Right. But I think I never went again because something came over me and I was like, oh, I don't believe in God. So why would I go to confession and talk to this weird person in a little hut?
Did I tell you
not
about
a
how
weird person? I don't know if it was a weird person, but
a little nice hut. Guy. Mm-hmm.
You know, my parents were real atheists, and so I think I tried to rebel when I was like seven by suddenly being like, I'm extremely Christian, and I and I had can you imagine if Max and Finn did that?
Christian.
I believe in the glory of God, and so I had a little calculator, and you know how you can write like boobless on a calculator?
Yeah, like, of course.
You write boobs, boobies.
That's exactly.
The highest level of math I ever made it to was boobless.
So I would like, in my head, I would pretend that this calculator was my tool of communicating with Jesus. And I would, but all I could say to him was like boobies and boobless. But I would just pretend that, and I'd be like, and my parents would be like, what are you doing? And I'd be like, I'm talking to Jesus. He died for our sins. And they'd be like, maybe you'll grow out of this. I don't know. It was really weird because it was not coming from them or really my school. I think I must have had some friends who were super religious. And
you're like, I'm down with G-O-D. Yeah, you know me.
at our kids' school, they do this thing called passion projects. Uh-huh. And what it is each kid shares what their passion is. Something they know so much about and are obsessed with. And then the whole class learns about their obsession and passion for the whole week. That's what the whole week is about. Is like rocks. You know, like if one kid is really into rocks and everybody learns everything about Max's passion. And so it's a really great thing. And when that was coming up, Finn was like, oh, yeah, I know what I'm going to do. I am going to do sports. And so he was doing his whole passion project on sports. And we were like, Max, what are you going to do? And he was like, I'm not sure yet. And we were like, okay. And then every morning we'd be driving to school and we'd be like, Max, have you thought about your passion project? What do you want to do? And he was like, yeah, I don't know. And so one day we're going and we just hear from the back seat. Max says, I think I figured out what my passion project is going to be. And we were like, okay, what is it? And he goes, Jesus. And Stephanie almost drove off the road. She was like, what? We didn't even know he knew who Jesus was. We were, Stephanie was the opposite reaction than most parents. She was like driving off the road, looking into the backseat going, what did you just say? Wait, oh, how did you know about that? Who told you about Jesus?
And passion of the Christ.
Well, that's what she said. She was like, oh my gosh, this is passion of the Christ. And she was like, Max, you don't know. What do you, why would you want to talk about Jesus? Like, what do you even know? And he was like, no, but I'm just curious about Jesus. And so she was like, but this is for you to share something you're so passionate about. And we found out later that there was some, because of the connection with Santa and Christmas, that's where his interest was this guy had something to do with presents, and he wasn't. And so once we got
Christmas.
Yeah. Christmas Day. Yeah. Yes. Yes. And so when we explained that and that, you know, the whole point of it, again, is for something you're passionate about and you know so much about. So he did end up talking about rocks, but
so he went with rocks
from
in the end.
Jesus to rocks.
Yeah. Stephanie was like, can you imagine like what people would think our life was?
Yeah.
And what our, if Max was talking about Jesus for an entire week.
I am passionate about charcuterie boards, in case you guys were wondering.
And ice cream and coffee.
Yeah. I do love a charcuterie board, though. I'm really into them.
So okay. Are you into, like, combining all the different flavors and, like, arranging it like a flower bouquet almost? Like,
I love it all the cheeses, put it in my mouth. And also, I don't know, do you guys ever have a hard time pronouncing the word charcuterie?
Charcuterie. Yeah.
Well, no, we're doing it pretty easy. Charcuterie.
You guys are doing pretty good, but you want me to give you a little trick in case you ever forget?
No, that's okay, because we don't have trouble.
I'm going to tell our listeners.
Yeah.
Well, you can't have charcuterie without cooter.
Virgin!
Oh, my God.
Virgin!
Oh, my God.
Get it, Char.
Cooter.
Everyone got it, but everyone is stunned and so disappointed in you once again. May is mortified. Thomas is embarrassed.
But you'll never forget how to say charcuterie.
Nobody had a problem with it. Everyone said it just fine.
Oh my God.
Some people have a really hard time with that word, but if you just remember, you can't have charcuterie without cooter.
She said it again.
I'm going to disconnect right now.
Oh no, my God. Don't leave me, my friends.
What would your passion project be, Tig?
My passion project.
And you got a week to teach me and Fortune and Thomas about it.
You know, I'm sorry to be boring, but plant-based food.
Oh, God. Yep.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And you can't have plant-based food without
cooters.
Well, that one episode you revealed about, you know, you were going to be a plant-based coach, a lot of people were really into that and said they would want that from you.
Oh, really? Where was that? On Instagram?
On our handsome Instagram page.
Okay, well, I have to go look.
They said, Tig, I can't believe you're not doing the coaching. They were like, I would love to be coached by you, and plant-based.
Well,
nutrition.
It's because my rom-com co-star Reese Witherspoon shamed me and
and
made me realize that I would make hundreds of dollars. Oh God,
that's why I would be a passion project.
Mm-hmm.
But that's true.
I love talking about plant-based food.
Well, I'm planning to do mine on Napoleon. So
Napoleon Dynamite or Napoleon the
guy?
Yes.
Conquistador. What was he?
Conquistador.
No, it was French. I know it was French.
That's what you would do, is Napoleon?
I think so. Like, anytime I've learned about him, it's so juicy and the details are so weird and interesting, and I'd have to brush up on it and learn about it in order to present stuff about him for the week. So that would be, and I do feel pretty passionate about him because he's such a, like, conundrum.
And the whole, like, Napoleon complex coming from him.
Yeah, totally. And I think because he did I mean, he was like a terrible dictator, and like millions of people died as he tried to invade all of Europe. Fact. Yeah. But he was also, you know, he had this other side to him where he
had a heart of gold.
I don't know about that, but he implemented the Napoleonic Code, which was like a very progressive. He was anti-slavery. He was into separation of church and state. He was like very progressive in some ways, but then also a total megalomaniac. And like he kidnapped the Pope, and then he made I know. And he crowned himself emperor. And when he made the Pope in Notre Dame, you know, put the crown on his head. And right before the Pope put it on, he took it out of the Pope's hand and put it on himself. He was like, only
Whoa.
I can.
He
was wow.
Like, yeah. There's just juicy details like that.
I don't know much about him except for when he was in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
He was great in that. That would be a whole day of the week I'd be talking about.
That's the perfect way to do a passion project, is go back in time and have them come.
Oh my God.
What's your passion project, Fortune?
Charcuterie boards. I'm pretty passionate no. about those. You don't think that could fill a whole week?
Day one, pickles.
Well, you'd have to like branch off into subs, a sub, yeah, what am I,
subs? Like growing some kind of,
or cooters.
I would have to talk about cooters at some
yeah,
point.
Yeah, yeah.
That wouldn't be uncomfortable.
Yeah, there'd be a day on cooters.
I don't like know that I want to, you know, get out my Venn diagram.
6 days on cooters and 1 day on charcuterie board.
That makes me think about sixth grade sex education. They made us go, the boys in one room and the girls in another room. Mm. And they tried to explain all that stuff to us.
Why'd they separate everyone?
Because, you know, they were showing boys how to put condoms on a banana. And girls can't see that.
Girls
they're
need
talking
to learn
about
that
their
too.
Cooters.
I think that their thought was that the girls and boys would be embarrassed talking about that stuff in front of each other.
Yeah, I guess that's probably true. And the days were like,
we haven't been invented yet. Yeah. We weren't separated back really? In the 80s. We were all in the same room.
I had a health teacher. We called it health in Canada. Yeah. And but she did this thing where she brought in a cigarette, and she like in the classroom opened the windows. We were all like scandalized and freaking out. And she took a long drag on it, and then she blew it through like a Kleenex, and you could see like some of the tar on the Kleenex. And but it really felt like she wanted a cigarette.
She just wanted a cig,
she smoked
yeah.
almost the whole cigarette.
She's and trying to turn every weird
everybody.
Thing. Yeah. She's chopping up drugs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just want to show you what somebody on cocaine is like.
Yeah.
So.
Or we had like sex ed in rehab as well. And we were all super old. But the teacher was like, can anyone draw an anatomically correct cooter?
I've
never said
cannot.
Cooter before.
May,
it's fun. Let it fly, May.
It is kind of fun.
It's liberating. We're taking that word back.
Let it yeah. fly. The flying cooters.
The
go
flying
on.
Flying cooters.
But I was
also
such
a turtle.
Like a cooter's a turtle.
Yeah.
Or a vagina can also be called a turtle.
Like both, but there is a turtles are cooters.
Fortune.
I'm telling you. Let me Google. I don't know if it's
how
a typo.
Do you think turtles know that they are cooters?
Yeah. Turtles
This was about the level
cooters?
Of knowledge in the
This
in
is
the
really
room.
Good are, podcasting this, is when somebody's Googling
yeah,
are cooters turtles.
The common cooter is a large olive-colored turtle with yellow stripes running down the back of its head and neck.
Fortune fact.
I've seen those little guys.
Yeah, that's a cooter.
Yeah, that's a cooter. You're
and
looking at cooters.
And they call this the common cooter.
The common cooter.
The common cooter.
Well, we had to draw a diagram of the common cooter, and I was so like arrogant, and I was like, guys, I got this. Yeah. Trust me, like trying to show all the boys. I was like, yeah, I've seen a few, let me tell you. And I got it all completely wrong.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like 17, 18, and I just was like...
Truth be told, I don't know that I would do a good drawing.
Yeah.
I mean...
So should we go to hear our guest question?
you don't want to talk about... this you were?
No, I just thought that would be a really funny transition into our guest question.
Hilarious.
Is that cooter, that Fortune can't draw cooter.
I can't draw no cooter.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat, dare I say, handsome meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. Head to factormeals.com/handsome50 and use code handsome50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code handsome50 at factormeals.com/handsome50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Everybody wants to look handsome, am I right? Just picture a handsome wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials, but at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You're going to have them in your closet forever. And the best part is all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. So by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us buyers.
Yeah, Jackson and I have both rocked some Quince clothing, and it's really cool. Jack's got the Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweater, a beautiful forest green, so comfy and cozy, and she looked awesome. I went on a trip and got some of those 100% European linen pants.
Yes.
I was looking real good, let me tell you that.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/handsome for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/handsome to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/handsome.
All right, today's question is from Lena Waithe, who is an actor, producer, and screenwriter who created the Showtime series The Chi, as well as the BET comedy series Boomerang and 20s. She wrote and produced Queen and Slim and won an Emmy for her work on the hit Netflix series Master of None. Lena's so cool. Actually, Lena listens to our podcast.
No way. Well,
yeah.
As she should. Why wouldn't
and,
she?
And Lena's the best and is killing it out there and just creating some really cool stuff and just a real tastemaker. So we're honored to have Lena ask us a question.
And here it is.
What's up, handsome? It's your girl, Lena Waithe. And I'm so excited to be asking y'all a question. Huh. If you could change one thing about our world, what would it be?
Oh,
my gosh. It's a, of course, it's a cool question from a cool person.
I know. Mm-hmm. But it's hard to pick one thing. There's a lot of things that need some changing.
I think it's perfect. I think our world is absolutely perfect, and I wouldn't change a thing.
That's like my parents said that they have no New Year's resolutions because everything's perfect.
They said that?
Yeah. They've never made any?
Maybe it was just this year, but... Yeah, I like that outlook.
I treat New Year's resolutions like a wish list. I like this and this and this and this.
And you act like you have no control over it?
Yeah.
And who are you asking for the things from?
The universe.
Isn't
that who... I make a vision board every New Year's.
I should give you my... I'll give you my little calculator and you can ask Jesus.
Jesus.
On your vision board, is there a sprawling mansion and a convertible Corvette? And
yeah, definitely a Corvette. hot pink like Barbie. It's me and Jackson Biggie.
Would you want to live in a sprawling mansion that's kind of like on its own? No, right? You want to be amongst it. You want Nabes You want nabes.
Yeah, I don't want to be out in the like middle of nowhere in a giant house that I'm scared in all the time.
Yeah, I don't want too big. A sprawling house. That's not for me.
Yeah, you don't want like a dusty wing that you never know. You're afraid to go in. And
like our kid, we've talked about moving. We moved into the house that we're in for safety reasons, for like stairs and the size of our backyard. And so we moved in here when Max and Finn were babies. And we've talked about moving to another house or maybe one with a bigger yard or whatever. Mm-hmm. And Max and Finn they love their house so much. And I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast, but they picture themselves growing old together in this house. And they talk about how they want kids together.
No.
And, yeah, because they don't know how kids happen. So yeah. They're like, they just want to be together and live in their childhood home with their kids. And
get married.
It's so cute. They haven't talked about marriage yet, luckily. But yeah, they just picture themselves here forever with children.
They love it. Well, they clearly feel safe there.
Yeah, they're happy here.
I love when kids don't really understand, like we had this ceremony to like a sort of sweet ceremony to recognize the godmothers of this child who I live with. And it was so cute. And it was just basically saying like, we're your godmothers. And they all got like a necklace. But it was kind of, there was like a ceremony aspect to it. It was like, there was a solemnity to it. And we were like, what do you want in the ceremony? What do you want to happen? She was like, I want them to kiss on the lips. And we were like, well, I don't know. They're just friends. And like, they're both.
Now. Kiss
yeah.
Now.
And she was like, she was like, no, I really want that. Like it was, and to her, maybe she's seen weddings and things. And she was like, that will seal the deal.
That'll
like,
make it all.
Probably saw one of those Julia Roberts movies.
No, she probably saw Your Place or Mine with me, Reese, and Ashton.
True.
Yeah,
but we were like, well, you can ask them, but I don't think they're gonna want like just the two godmothers are not gonna want to kiss on the lips. Like
that's great.
I know the one thing I would change about our world. Like we've talked about like the big heavy ones like global warming and stuff, but just from like my own personal experience of the world, like I feel a real time scarcity in my life. Mm-hmm. Like I just always want time to do more things and or to do nothing, and so I don't know how would I change the world to give myself more time. It's like like a big red button that I could press to freeze time, or like
definitely a big red button. In fact, I have one here.
Oh great yeah. Yeah,
yep, there's more time.
What would
now
you do if the time was frozen, like what would you use that time for?
It's just like every relationship I have in my life, like every friendship, I just don't feel like I get enough time to like, so it's like every friend I could have a full week just hanging out, playing the guitar, swimming in the lake.
But you're not missing out on anything.
Yeah, but I'm not missing out, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. So you'd never have FOMO. You'd always be hanging out with whoever you want. Yeah.
And do you have FOMO?
All the time.
Wow.
I have FOMO for things that aren't happening though. Like just FOMO for like this vision that I have of like all of my friends living on a commune and reading books. But I saw that
reading books.
Some
shh.
Yeah, so I
just
truly
constantly
shh. Sitting in
Janice?
Silence. Can you I would keep never it have down? A friend called Janice.
Sorry to all the Janices. Kidding.
There's some Janice listening right now that's so sad.
So sad.
I'm joking. I would never have a friend not called Janice.
There we are. Welcome back, Janice. Welcome back to the fold.
But
Janice,
I did see
you're back,
some like
baby.
Quantum scientists have just figured out how to move. They were able to go a few steps backward and forward in time for an atom. Like, so if you could, that is wild. Okay, basically I'm saying I wish time was more malleable.
Right.
And more,
you could shift it and everything.
Yeah, shift it, slow it down, speed it up, bounce around on it. Do you feel that way?
Interesting. Who has the time?
When I see those pictures and videos that pop up, like, here's a memory, and Max and Finn are toddling around and trying to say words, you know, yeah. I never understood when I wasn't a parent, when you'd hear people say, oh, my little boy is growing up, or my little baby is gone, and I'm like, who cares? Like, yeah, everybody gets older, and I didn't understand why that mattered. And yeah, now I am neck deep in those feelings. Oh, Stephanie and I send memories that pop up on our phones, and we're like, good God. It's so insane. So that's where I wish time would stop. Not, but they're also incredible, you know, inching up on 8 years old. But right, when you see those painfully adorable.
Yeah. And you really see it with kids, like, because they grow so fast and there's so much change. But it's weird to think that actually we're all going through that as well. Like, you just notice it more with kids. Mm-hmm. But
yeah,
but grow significantly.
Yeah, yeah.
I have it with my, listen, I know it's not the same as kids, but I have it with my dog, Biggie. You know,
of course.
He's on, there. Any pet is on borrowed time, and it kills me.
Yeah.
We all are on borrowed time.
Well, yes, but, you know, unfortunately, their life cycle is a lot smaller.
God, and, Biggie.
I just, like, take those moments, like, when we're with him, just be like, just soak this in. Yeah. Soak it up. Soak every minute.
Same with Kitty City over here.
Yeah. What else would you try to fix about our world?
I've touched on it before, but for me, empathy would be the biggest thing. I wish you could, like, pump it out there to, like, everybody all over the world to just, like, have it be at the root of everything. You know, I feel like if there was more empathy instilled in people from, like, a young age, that we wouldn't be having such violence and angriness and all that, you know.
I have such an easier time empathizing with kids. Like, I have so much more, like, grace and patience with kids than adults. So I wish we could, like, if I looked at you guys and I could see your baby self, like, if your faces were still babies, but you still had adult brains and adult bodies, but you had the faces of your baby selves.
I kind of still do. Even at almost 53, I'm like, I look brand new.
You look too.
That would be my serious answer, but I would have a more, like, ridiculous one would be, I wish that you could eat whatever you want and not gain weight. Like, the fattening food, I wish it weren't, like, bad for you.
Yeah.
Because it tastes so good.
Why don't the scientists get on that, though? Because I bet you could, like, mimic the flavor profile and texture, but make it out. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, but, like, you're eating all of it's, like, full of nutrients. It's, like, so good for you.
Yeah.
I wish that. And I know very healthy eaters like Tig, to you, vegetables and all that stuff tastes so yummy, wonderful. I wish my palate were a little bit more
like, well, you know, yours. when you come off of, you know, processed foods and you give yourself time to retrain your taste buds, then they do. But all of that food is engineered to make you addicted to it. I was at an event last night and I looked like the biggest nerd in the green room, where I was, like, shoveling. There were two different salads there and I was, like, turning to everyone going, this salad is so good. Have you had this? I mean, you know, I also have my share of processed food. It's not like I never have.
Right.
I love chips. I love cookies. I love all that stuff.
Yeah. Oreos. But, they're vegan.
Oreos are vegan.
They are?
Yeah. Yes.
I would not guess that.
So are Swedish fish and other nerds, really? Things like that.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I say, Parvati's daughter just revealed the other day that she every night in the morning has been, before she wakes us up, has been sneaking to the kitchen and getting one Oreo. But she confessed it. She was like, I ate an Oreo this morning and I climbed on a stool and I went into the cupboard and I got the Oreo. Picturing her doing that by herself is so cute. And then I was like, how often do you do that? And she was like, every day.
Every day, one a day.
Well, she's a blossoming vegan.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
When I do reel it in and am being healthier and like especially cutting down on my sugar, and then I eat like a banana smoothie, I'm like, this is so sweet. I can't believe how sweet this is. Yeah, my taste buds definitely shift, but I do wish that some of that junk food I ate was a little bit better for me.
if you went fully off of it for 3 weeks, it would shift.
Yeah, for sure. Everything. I've done that. I mean, I've done the whole 30 a couple times where I have felt that shift.
I want to do that with just dopamine in general. You can do like dopamine detoxes where you go in, you don't go on your phone and you don't. But some of them, like, you don't even make eye contact with anyone or go in daylight or you stay in the sort of dark for days and days because we're so overstimulated. And then when you leave, apparently you're able to access like joy a lot more easily because you're not so desensitized to these dopamine spikes, you know?
I did one of those, I don't know what it's called. Is it deprivation tanks?
Sensory deprivation tank? Yeah. The flotation?
The flotation one where you go float in it and it's complete darkness. And I was like, I don't know how I'm going to feel about this. This is weird. And they just give you like a little thing to put your like head on. And I'm like, how am I going to float? I started to do it and I'm like kind of flailing about like, I can't do this. And then I finally just like kind of gave into it and started floating. And then at first I was like, this is stupid. And then like within like 10 minutes, I'm like, I'm in the womb. This is the safest place I've ever been. I never want to leave here. It's so peaceful. God. It was like really cool after a while.
I was going to do one of those, and then the place I was going to go to, my friend went there and got pink eye.
So wait, what? I didn't know that was possible.
Yeah, I guess like from the water, like they didn't change it enough.
Ew,
or but
oh no, now I'm grossed out.
You had strangers poop in your eye.
Oh.
This was in Toronto. And
well, I went in Toronto.
You did? Are you kidding?
I swear to God.
Toronto?
I went to one in Toronto. It was someone gave it to me as a present.
Well, that's where she got
pink eye. Here's some poop in your eyes.
I'm going to try it.
I think you should. It's kind of cool. I was like, I'd go back to this.
Tig, what would you change about the world?
Again, I've gone into it. I just feel like, you know, climate change. I'm not a perfect person in that arena, but calling on all corporations because nothing, truly nothing matters if the planet is not here or functioning. So politics and junk food, all the important stuff doesn't matter.
Could you go back to candlelight times? Like, you know what I mean? Because that would probably, if the whole world had to go to candlelight times at
night. What do you mean
night,
go back to it? Welcome to my life.
Wait, are you
you're
in candlelight?
You're doing work by candlelight?
No, but like there's days where I turn to Stephanie and I'm like, God, it comes over me where I just fantasize about just leaving this entire life and just gardening and hanging out with people in dirt piles. And she was like, when did you ever do that? Like, it's not like you're getting back to
turn into your roots.
Yeah. Your roots.
Dirt piles, just rolling around with people in dirt piles.
As long as you still do the handsome pod.
I'll do the handsome pod, but I do have fantasies of like, I feel like I could, you know, garden and cook and be by candlelight.
I definitely could not.
I have moments of craving, but then
I love being on my phone.
I think me and Fortune are similar. Like, I like to be in literally a Dave and Buster's arcade with like ding, ding, ring, 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 ring.
I don't need that. I'm like a medium. I'm like right between the two of you.
Okay.
I'm out gardening and cooking
beans and
broccoli.
I don't want to be like alone in the dark, but I definitely need some stimulation for sure.
To go back to your point about compassion, you know, violence and all of that. I would love if that was gone, but that's very much a part of compassion. But also around compassion, I wanted to follow up and ask you, what is your compassion towards people that are not compassionate?
That's like the best type of Christians, I think, are mm-hmm. really good at that. Like that, the people who really embody like the message of Christ. Like I know we were talking about Christians before, but mm-hmm. that like yeah. turn the other cheek, like really forgiving people without any expectation of clemency from them, kind of, you know?
Like when you see a parent that's whose child's been murdered, be like, I forgive mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. And when they're in court, like, yeah. I wish you the best. I'm like, oh my God, that's like...
Are you that person though, Fortune? Are you capable of that?
I don't
sort
know.
Of, yeah.
It's so scary. We're taught that like if you show weakness, they could like get you again, you know? Like, so it's like, can you show empathy without showing weakness or mm-hmm. without opening yourself up to harm again? You know,
right.
I don't know. We did that forgiveness episode. That was,
you know, that's true.
The Sarah Paulson.
Yeah. I'll go back and listen to that.
Do you have a frivolous one, Tig? One that's not as.
No.
Less apocalyptic one.
No.
Only that.
No. Absolutely not. I'm not here for frivolous stuff on Handsome Pod. Right. I'm here to say if the planet's gone, it's all gone.
Okay.
But side note, remove all violence, please.
Right. I thought that it was going to be the frivolous one and it was going to be remove all violins. And I was like, oh no.
Get those violins
remove
out here.
All violins. All violins must go.
Well, I'll be eating my Doritos full of nutrition.
Nutrient dense Doritos
straight
finally
from the ground
on the market.
I'll be silently reading books with my friends
on the compound. I'll be gardening and cooking, you know, broccoli and whatever
in piles of dirt just around the mm-hmm. corner.
Yeah,
it feels like this world's a lot better since we made these decisions.
What Definitely. A time to be alive.
should we hear what Lena has to say?
Yeah.
All right. I guess my answer would be no more war. I know that's like a very generic answer, but it's really what comes to mind. Yeah. Classic. World peace, please. Yeah. Can't wait to hear what y'all say. Peace.
World peace is big.
World mm-hmm. peace. I feel like yep. I was selfish in my answer, but maybe I was consciously trying to keep it light. But world peace, yes.
Yeah. Lena and I were on the same page. No violence, okay? And Fortune's right. over there like, where are my Doritos?
But I also don't think...
I had a serious answer first, but I'd also like to throw in, can a girl eat a hot dog and it be vegan? And
I don't think we gave enough credit to the babies for faces idea in terms of world peace. I think if everybody mm-hmm. had the heads of babies, and mm-hmm. then we might That'll have world peace.
Jarring. Well, and you're saying with large human bodies and yeah, just adult, baby face?
Yeah.
Like, I so don't you, know.
That like might make people angry. Why do you look like a baby?
But they'd look like one too. So it would be like you have your adult body and your adult brain, but your face, because you're not going to slap a baby face.
May makes a good point. We're not going to slap a baby face.
Anyways.
Should we ask the baby face? Is anyone has ever slapped them?
Well, I bet baby face listens to this show.
He probably does. He'll just let us know.
Oh, is okay. That's a rapper?
I was going to say May has
a
face right
yeah,
now
he's a singer,
that is
baby face.
And a producer.
And a
okay.
producer.
I thought you were referring to Thomas. Like, oh, we could ask the baby face.
Oh, baby face Thomas. Let's ask baby face Thomas. Thomas has a mustache. That throws a wrench in a little bit of the baby face.
Not That's really. True. I think somebody just got a new nickname.
Baby face.
You're like, sorry, are you Thomas.
Are you referring to the singer or Thomas?
Baby face.
Tig, have you ever seen Thomas without a mustache?
I have, yeah.
Which one do you like better?
I like the mustache. I'm a mustache fan. Yeah. I really like mustaches.
It's a sophisticated stash.
Yeah. On our group text thread, could you send a non-mustache picture of Thomas?
Yes. Or... in fact, I have a picture that I love of Thomas in the olden days of working for us, where he's got a baby bottle going into a newborn's mouth. And I think he might be on the phone, too. And he's got no mustache.
I want that so badly, that picture.
Do you know what that sounds like? It sounds like the start of a rom-com.
Oh, does it ever?
Like I'll probably be in
Michael,
it.
Like a Michael Keaton rom-com. Remember, he used to do a bunch of rom-coms back before he was Batman.
Really?
Mm.
Yeah, he was a stand-up comedian first.
No.
Yes, he started the comedy store.
I love knowing that, and I also don't want to see his stand-up because it would have been
never seen his stand-up, so I don't know anything about it.
Just in case, like, because it would have been what, late 70s, early 80s or something. I just don't want to ruin how much I love him, and just in case it was like really offensive.
What if he starts like an arena tour, his comeback tour? Everybody would be like, as what is he coming back? What is happening?
They have remade Beetlejuice. It's come. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
Yeah, I'm excited about that. We have a joke, me and Parvati, that if we had a threesome, it would be with Beetlejuice. I don't know where the joke came from or...
Whoa.
It's kind of a disgusting image, but...
Him or just the Beetlejuice?
The or character.
Him as Beetlejuice.
Does it matter?
It matters to me. I'm trying to picture this, too.
Yeah, you guys sort that out. Is it the real Beetlejuice or...
Mine is Charlize, but Charlize from Monster.
Charlize from Monster.
Oh, what a podcast.
What a podcast.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Always a pleasure.
I always love talking to my handsome little ladies.
Mm-hmm.
We've all got some shows coming up. You can come and see us. I'm tonight, actually, at the Elysian with Stephanie Allen and Alana Johnston doing improv. And that's live streamed as well. So you can come to that. Or May 17th, I'm at Largo with a bunch of great guests and doing new material. Tig, what do you got going on?
Well, I'm just bopping around town in Los Angeles working on new material at Largo and Dynasty Typewriter. And please check out my new stand-up special on Prime Video called Hello Again. What about you, Fortune?
I have an LA show as part of the Netflix is a Joke Festival May 11th. Mateo Lane, Chelsea Handler, myself, Sam J at the YouTube Theater. Toronto, I'll be at Massey Hall May 18th. And then casino shows this summer: New Buffalo, Michigan; Atlantic City, New Jersey; Niagara Falls, New York; and Charlestown, West Virginia.
And make sure to subscribe. I can't express enough. It's how we stay doing what we're doing. It helps us with our numbers. It secures the show. So subscribe. Don't just download and listen. Click subscribe. Tell your friends. Share episodes that you love. Build the community. And keep handsome going, right?
Woo-hoo. Helps with our self-worth, those numbers.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Review. Make sure you review the show. Give us 5 stars. Yeah, and until then,
keep it
handsome.
What a podcast!
Handsome is hosted by me, Mae Martin, Tig Notaro, and Fortune Feimster. The show is produced, recorded, and edited by Thomas Ouellette. Email us at handsomepod@gmail.com and please follow us on social media @handsomepod.
What a podcast! What a podcast! What a podcast!